B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
It's the part where we get to break down what we did today, and you get never heard behind the scenes audio.
Sometimes not safe for work because we will swear.
Sometimes.
That's true.
So don't have us loud.
Well, we can't do it too much because we don't want to lose our family friendly rating on Apple.
Oh, no.
But we did have a great show today, and producer Nicole should be marching into the studio. There she is.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
Yay. I guess
she
we should.
So enthusiastic.
I guess we should open up with something that I wanted to spend more time on, and we just couldn't because of time restraints, and that is my bathroom etiquette.
I didn't hear this.
So
it's so weird.
Yesterday we went to a restaurant. And tell everyone what happened, Roy.
So it's a single stall bathroom, meaning there's a urinal on the wall, and then 4 feet from that's a toilet, but there's no stall. It's just you can either pee or you can poop.
Okay.
And when I walked over, when I opened the door, it wasn't locked. Manny was at the urinal, and he's like, "Just use the toilet," and that felt weird.
That is weird
because he's right behind me, and then beside the toilet is the sink. So when he was going to go wash his hands, he would have full view of my penis.
But I wouldn't look, Loren.
You would look.
It doesn't matter. It's still awkward.
I'd splash water on it, but I wouldn't look.
Would you feel weird if Roy came in and had to drop a deuce?
He wouldn't be able to drop a deuce while I was in there.
I know, but would you feel weird if somebody came in there to go number two?
Yeah, I would say, whoa, let me get out. If you have to pee, that's one thing, but let me get out. But why do they have a urinal and then a toilet to poop when you can just have one?
Because they give you the option.
It's
so that two people can go to the bathroom at the same time. That's why there's two toilets.
If you were out a bar, if you were out one night, would you still not have locked it?
No. I didn't lock it because I knew Roy was coming. I didn't lock it because somebody else could use the toilet while I'm peeing in the urinal.
The reason why it's in there, to be clear, is that they don't want guys peeing all over their toilet seat lids. They want to give you a urinal to pee and a toilet to poop. Yeah, but we're recording something. check back in like 10 minutes.
Tell them if the full show's done, they're good.
Oh, she said if the full show's done, we're good. You get to hear wonderful behind-the-scene audio.
Okay, thanks. Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Over and out. So let me tell you this.
And I don't like using a urinal. I only like using a toilet. So in that specific scenario, it would have worked. But if I felt uncomfortable with you beside me.
Let me tell you about this bar in Little Rock, Arkansas. It had a trough. Benz. In the bathroom. No, I don't know if Bobby was there. I was older than Bobby. But I was doing radio, and I went to this club/cowboy bar, and there was a trough in the men's room.
I hate that. That's weird.
The trough, Loren, is water's running through it.
I know what a trough is.
Okay, but in other words, if I'm peeing, I'm standing up now. If I'm peeing, Roy's right across from me peeing into the same trough across from me. It's a circle in the middle of the. So what's the difference? I'm going to see his wiener if we're peeing in the trough.
Well, you don't really see those anymore because it's now, I don't know, 2019 and people like privacy.
But also it's convenient and I'm all for one. Like waiting, if there's nothing.
Nobody's going to poop in a trough.
There's nothing worse than when you have to pee and somebody's in the bathroom. And I would have been annoyed if somebody was in the bathroom and then I got in there after I had to go really bad and realized that there was two toilets, one for me, one for you.
One thing I think we realized is that you're wrong and I'm right.
We realized that a lot today.
Yeah.
I said a lot of stuff that was wrong today.
You did.
That I thought I was doing right.
No text messages from your wife?
No. No. She's big on podcasts right now.
Okay. Maybe she'll download this.
And then the other thing I did was I wanted to help a homeless guy, so I gave him $4.20. But I was in the right-hand lane, then there was a left-hand lane, and then he was in the median, and he started walking down, and I yelled, "Yo!" And he looked at me, and I threw the money.
Mm.
And some went into the median, some went into the road, but he couldn't retrieve it until after all the cars passed. And I kind of felt like I was helping the guy, but at the same time, as I was throwing it, I'm like, this is a little condescending. But then I thought to myself, well, the whole thing's condescending. He's out begging for money. That's already, it's already a low point in the poor guy's life.
I know, but you can't, like, throw money at somebody and be like, "Here, peasant."
Well, what's, is it any different than throw?
Yeah,
Nicole,
if you
is it
handed
any different
it
than going to the strip club
different.
And throwing dollars at girls?
No, actually, somebody texted in and said that they were a male dancer and that they hated when people threw coins at them.
Okay, well, I didn't have a dollar to give him. I had no money. I only had coins.
I'm always really skeptical of the people that's asking for money on the side of the road, because I'm jaded, I've read too many stories about how they make a lot of money.
Yeah. Somebody else texted and said he walked back to his BMW after that.
I don't know if I believe those stories, because
I don't know, BMW's panhandlers in Florida make an average of $40,000 a year.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he had a sign that was really funny. He said, please help so I can get a new cardboard sign.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. And I said, Dean, I'm going to help this man. But I couldn't call him over because if the light turns green, he's in the middle of the road now.
He would come over.
Him the money.
He would have came over.
I'm telling you, he got the $1.20 because they were quarters.
I know, but I wonder if, like, as you threw it at him and, like, drove away, if he wasn't like, what a effing prick. You know what I mean?
Literally, what I'm about to say is true. Beggars can't be choosers.
You were right. Majority of the time, people lock their doors, and like we do this move in my car where Sterling's like avoiding eye contact obnoxiously
when they're like trying to give away pamphlets and stuff. That's the annoying thing.
Yeah. I'm like, you can look at them. Like, they're not like if you look at them, you get sucked in.
Yeah, like Bird Box. Sterling puts on a blindfold. So he doesn't have to look at anybody.
I'm like, it's not like they're gonna kill you. Come on.
That's good stuff. Anyway, enough of me. What else did we do on the show?
We talked about where you crashed your car. Oh,
that's true. And the bestie connection.
And Lorraine crashed in a fence. That was funny.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't say this because I didn't know how well it'd be received on the radio, but I can say it here because I feel comfortable with you guys. There was in the, not my school system, but the county over school system, a teacher actually was, and I shouldn't laugh. This is sad. It's just ironic. She was killed. She was riding her bicycle and she was hit by a car because...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And it's ironic. They planted a tree for her at the school, and somebody ran into the tree. Somebody ran into the tree and destroyed the tree, and how ironic is that?
Right.
She got destroyed twice.
By a car. And so I didn't know how well that'd be received by the audience, so yeah, I was too afraid to tell the
story.
Well,
you're laughing about it.
I know, because it's, again, it's sad. She lost her life. You know, she lived a long time, though. It's not like she died young. But they ended up having to move the tree to the back of the school, and that was the big news thing, that they're replanting the teacher's tree in this guarded little area behind the school because some
where nobody can run it over at this point. Yeah. It's like behind 5 feet of concrete.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Nicole, you and I are the safe drivers on the show. Well, Roy's pretty safe too.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into an accident.
But yesterday I got off on the same exit as Loren. And I looked back, and guess what she's doing?
Oh, probably texting and driving.
And I wasn't. Do you know what I was doing?
Texting and driving.
No, I was not. I had my phone plugged into the radio, and I was playing music off of my phone and changing the song.
You can do it on your... Just as bad.
You can do it on your Apple
Play.
But
I was going somewhere else, and I had my thing up on the...
Okay. It's still texting and driving, because you're technically...
Get on her. You two are closest. We found out in our little reveal today.
I'm coming from a place of love.
Yeah, I'm already a bad driver.
Well, that's why we're getting on you, because we know you suck. And so you add in the element of the radio and amplifies it.
Whatever. Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude. So, yeah, that's the other thing that we talked about today was a listener texted in and said, hey, what's the friendship situation there? You all seem like you're so friendly on the air. What's it like off the air?
Hate each other. It's fucking miserable. I'm just kidding.
There goes our A+ rating.
We'll bleep it.
But the thing that's funny is that I probably hang out with Nicole the most off the air. Mm-hmm. We go to sporting events together. She likes hanging out with Dean. Dean loves Nicole.
And you guys are able to do last minute things. I can't.
Wait, he was supposed to come in today.
Yeah, he didn't want to wake up. I hope he comes in tomorrow.
Hey, if he comes in tomorrow, my dog will be here because Nicole's watching my dog until I come back.
Oh, great. But you're using that as a business. That's not a friendly thing. You're paying her. That's a business transaction.
Well, I don't think as me as a business. I'm going to give her a nice tip. I like to think she's helping me out, and I'm going to give her... It's not like I'm booking her
through... Oh, you're not going through Rover?
I'm not booking her through Rover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will compensate her for your services, but I don't think it's like a whole business thing. She's going to watch after my little baby.
So Nicole and I hang out the most. Roy and I probably have the most in common, and I love Loren.
That's about right.
But Loren's hard to hang out with because she's not always available.
I know. Well, she's very busy. I plan.
But I have a blast
things.
When you invite us over to your house.
Yeah,
and I would love if we did that all the time. We talked about dinners all the time.
Yeah.
How's Dallas's finger from when he almost cut it off at the last barbecue? Is it healed?
Yeah, it's finally healed.
Which was the best way to enter into a party, like seeing the remnants of a bloody crime scene, and I'm like, where's Dallas?
Where's Loren? Oh, they had an argument. The police are on the way. Grab the food and let's get the hell out of here.
No. He was cutting something and he just, I don't know, shaved the top of his finger off and it was there was a lot of blood.
What do you think?
Where
do you land with your friendships?
I don't know. I think I'm the closest to Roy. I think you and I are like brother. Roy's like my little brother, and you're like my big brother. I'm like the middle child that gets picked on by my older brother, and my little brother like always sticks by my side.
And Nicole's our cousin,
right?
Who comes, stirs up shit, and then leaves.
You know what? One thing I've wanted to do, but I've only wanted to do with Loren because you guys wouldn't appreciate it.
Heterosexual sex?
Not at all.
No.
Okay.
Like, at all. No, I've wanted to do like a wine club thing.
I would love that.
But you only want to do it with her.
Yeah, because you guys wouldn't appreciate it, but I know Loren would. I would love it. Like, I want to do, but we're so busy. I don't know if I can nail you down.
It's hard.
Like, I would love it if we did like a weekly thing where we got together, because you can go onto all these Napa Valley's wineries and then you can sign up for their wine clubs and they'll mail you a bunch of select, really good wine. That. Would you appreciate it?
Yeah.
It's expensive, but we'd all go in on the bottle, of course.
And what do you do? Drink it, sit around and talk about it? Oh, yeah, I'm out.
You're like, I'm out. I just want to watch TV and drink. No, but Roy and I used to go on vacation together. Yeah. Like, I mean, especially before kids. Once, and this is not a knock at you as a parent, Manny, but like when Amanda's out of town, your kids go to your nanny's house, which opens up your schedule a lot because you come in so early, the kids can't go that early to the nanny. So you have you have a lot more freedom in your schedule than I do.
Yeah. I don't use a lot. I don't do much with it. I'll play tennis or something because they don't go to the nannies till 7. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people would say on the show, like, Loren and Nicole naturally would be closest because you guys are the females who might have more in common.
Well, for a while, people said they had beef, and I never understood that.
I know, me neither. Because I would say, I mean, I think Nicole and I are pretty close.
No, I think we all are equally as close, and I just think that the relationships work in different ways.
But
I think
we use each other for different things.
What do you mean we use each other?
We all love each other, and we're all best friends, but like what I get from texting and talking to you is different from when I'm hanging out with Loren versus hanging out with Nicole.
Right.
We all have... You know, like Nicole's your sports buddy, and you guys can go to
go to Hornets, Knights games,
drinking festivities. But just as I said, like I know, like Loren and I, we could sit there and talk about anything and drink wine and have a great time.
Yeah,
and we can go. I'd love, you know, when we would go travel places. I mean, it was amazing.
Speaking of travel, can we go to Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah,
we can.
Well, what dates do we just give you for Panthers games? I know there was an October date in there.
Yeah, we're hosting booking up.
We're hosting the Panthers tailgate parties at their home games, y'all, at the bar formerly called Draft. That's called...
Is it Clutch?
Clutch now, yeah.
Clutch.
It used to be Draft. Now it's called Clutch. It's a great spot, huge party, so we're hosting those. But we'll have more details on that. But I want to go back to this point, because as much as people think that Loren and Nicole should be friends because they're the females on the show, I also think that it's interesting because you can also come from the gay side of things, where the two gay people on the show, you would think, go out together and you guys would hit the gay bars and have the same friends, but you really don't, Roy and Nicole.
We definitely don't have the same friends, but I don't have enough gay friends to begin with. So... Like I need more gays in my life. It's too straight for me. You know?
But you're the straightest gay guy I know.
Yeah, man, sure. I mean, if you subscribe to the...
And we also know someone who's the gayest straight guy. You're the straightest gay guy. I know someone who's the gayest straight guy. We all know someone who's the gayest straight guy.
Really do. Yeah, I question things. give me a night alone with that guy. I bet I could break him.
I give you 20 minutes.
I'll convert him before the end of the night.
I'm so grossed out.
That's Nicole's move. Nicole loves turning straight women gay. All right.
All right.
I think we've given enough.
Yeah, we did a lot. We revealed a lot this time.
The Rap Party Podcast, everybody. Thanks for downloading it. Thanks for listening. Tell all your friends, if they don't listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show, that they need to.
We'll be doing this on the August 16th at Queen Park Social.
We will be. So we'll be doing it live on location. You can come drink with us. Oh, and then one more thing about Clutch. Fun fact about Clutch, formerly Draft, that was the first restaurant I ever ate at in Charlotte.
Really?
The first one ever. Hmm. Yep. So it's special to me.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Then they went out of business.
Well, no, it's same people, right?
No, new owners.
Okay, well, it's new owners, but yeah, same place.
Same building.
Yeah.
New owners.
All right, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.